our friends with the New Hampshire State Police, brought to you by Auto Fair and the State Police. And we have our friends coming up. We have our friends from the motorcycle side of things. I believe we have Sergeant Aaron Richards, Troop G. He's a member of the motorcycle unit, and that's coming up. And I think we also are going to be joined by another guest. I don't know if Madison Harris is with us, the marketing manager of the Tilt and Tangier, Tangier Outlets, and the upcoming event coming up. But do we have Sergeant Richards?
Yes, sir. Hey, Jack, how are you?
Hey, thank you for what you do. How are you?
Good. Thank you very much.
Is it time to get the bikes out?
Yes, we finished our recertification training last week, and we have the bikes ready to go.
Now, you're part of the motorcycle unit. What is the motorcycle unit, Sergeant? I mean, I know it's I know what kind of bikes they are. I've seen them. I love, you know, I just love seeing you out there on them. But what? How many? Is it statewide? Is it focused in one area? Just what is the motorcycle unit?
Sure. So we have 12 members right now, which is a full complement. We are geographically located all around the state, depending on where all the troopers live. And we used to do a lot more highway patrol. Times have shifted and priorities have changed. So a lot of our enforcement is really done with like Manchester Police Department or Hampton Police Department, kind of some city and town patrols for some education and some enforcement measures. And then you'll see us at Bike Week. And a lot of our busyness and our schedule is filled up. We cover probably 80 to 90 public relations events a year. And that'll be your Touch a Truck event that we'll touch on. And then, you know, charity rides, last-minute escorts, unfortunately some funerals, but usually some really good positive engagement with other people here in New Hampshire.
Sergeant, before we switch gears to Madison, joining us to talk about the Touch a Truck event, your New Hampshire State Police segment. By the way, this is the only regular weekly live segment in the United States on any network of commercial broadcast stations where we allow folks in public safety to come on and talk about their work. So we need more of this nationally. And many of you listening on the National, the Pulse of NH. But Sergeant, what's the advantage or effectiveness of a motorcycle in terms of detection, safety, enforcement? Kind of what are the pros and cons? Where does a motorcycle, obviously it's weather related. You're not going to be out there probably in February, but what is the effectiveness of a motorcycle versus like say a cruiser or an unmarked vehicle?
Sure. I mean, you know, it is New England, so we do have a set season, but we ride the majority of the year as opposed to kind of your weekend warrior motorcycle rider. And we're out there for a lot of enforcement measures, which might be distracted driving, seatbelt enforcement, you know, any sort of reckless or negligent driving that we'll see on the road. And you really don't see motorcycles. That's part of the danger of riding a motorcycle, but also some of the benefit of our excellent training and our experience that we have from our members. So we can really see a lot more on the roadway and interact with people sometimes a lot quicker and in tighter, more confined areas where we can maneuver the motorcycles and engage if we have to. And really, it's a lot of education. I mean, a lot of people don't want to come up to me in a cruiser at the gas station and strike up a conversation. I pull up in a Harley, they want to talk about my boots and my bike and how cool it is and how, you know, and how impressive we look sometimes riding together up and down the roads. So that's really that's a really nice compliment that we get a lot, certainly during the riding season.
Well, you answered the question. One of the listeners wanted to know if they're Harleys, and I was going to say yes, but I wanted you to answer. You just answered that. Hey, I want to bring in Madison Harris and with the Tilton Outlets, the in Tilton, the malls, the mall there, talking about the Touch a Truck event, a Tanger Outlet, and the Touch a Truck event. What is this, Madison? Thanks for being with us, and tell us about the Touch a Truck event.
Yeah, thank you, Jack, and thank you, Sergeant Richards. First of all, I would just like to give a quick special shout-out to Amber and the New Hampshire State Police for all of their assistance in putting this awesome event together with us. Last year, we hosted a Touch a Truck event here at the Tanger Outlets in Tilton, and we saw a lot of great success with that. I know that shoppers and their families really had a great time interacting with the many different units and the great elements that the state police provided for us for that, so that was great. And we're really excited about this year's event, so to kick off our holiday weekend sale event for Memorial Day, we're hosting a walk party and touch a truck event here at the Tanger Outlets in Tilton on Friday, May 27th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. So the day will include a touch a truck event featuring many units from the state police, including the bomb squad, motorcycle unit, major crime truck, cruisers, including an ambulance, a fire engine, and more. We'll also have a traveling petting farm on site with a variety of animals for our guests to interact with and take some photos with. along with some food trucks, backyard games, giveaways. We'll have the mascots here on site for a meet and greet, and that will feature Ruddy, the prepared puppy from the New Hampshire Homeland Security and Emergency Management Crew. So we're really excited about that.
And if people want to learn more, who can go, you know, talk about this? What's the best way for people to kind of, families listening, how do I go to this? You know, do I go to a website? Do I call you? How do you, what's the best way to find out?
Yeah, absolutely. You can visit www.tangeroutlet.com/Tilton/events. If you just go to our main page, that is tangeroutlet.com/Tilton, you'll be able to navigate to the event tab and you'll see all the details about the event. It is, of course, free of charge. Everybody's welcome. We really encourage families, everybody to come out and join us. Plus, the first 100 Tanger Club members to check in at the event will receive a voucher for a free regular size sub from Jersey Mike's.
A free what? Regular size what?
Sub. A sandwich
sub.
From
okay.
Jersey Mike's.
I thought, not a Harley Davidson motorcycle.
No, not a Harley.
Sergeant, how many years have you been in the motorcycle unit?
I've been on the unit for 12 years.
Do you like it?
I do, yeah. I look forward to it every year. We have a great group of guys that we ride with, and it's a really good benefit of being here as a trooper and just an awesome unit to be a part of.
You know, too often, especially with Bike Week coming up, and we'll be live, I'm looking forward to it at the Laconia Harley-Davidson that week, doing my show there, and please feel free to stop by, Sergeant, and say hi. You'll be up there beginning of the week and the end of the week, but we'll be right in front there, or inside their facility. But it's such a great event, and it brings so much hospitality to the state, not just the Lakes region. But too often we'll hear about, you know, what I've noticed over the years, Sergeant, is sometimes the accidents are on a side road involving a motorcyclist and a motor vehicle, not necessarily right out on the highway. It's, you know, and a lot of people don't realize when we have more motorcycles seasonally, they're not just on 93 or 95. They're all over the state, especially when we have visitors coming in. They go up to the White Mountains. They go to the Seacoast. They, you know, in, you know, side roads. As someone who operates a cruiser for the state police and rides year-round on a motorcycle, so a professional driver, if you will, operator you, what would you say to someone who's not a motorcyclist on what you see as some of the causes that unfortunately can cause some of these accidents and serious injury, or to a motorcyclist of things that you've noticed over the years of, you know, some basic things that you wish people would heed a little more when we're looking at overall motor vehicle safety?
I'm glad you asked. You know, a lot of it is just riding within your abilities. And I know that sounds kind of common sense, but it's not. It's not when you're around a crowd of people, you're looking at lakes, you're looking at other motorcycles, other events. People get distracted very easily, and you only have two wheels and limited controls to kind of control yourself. So ride within your abilities, and, you know, we really impress upon wearing your safety gear, your helmet, your eye protection, maybe a leather jacket, you know, however you feel that you need to be as safe as possible. And I know sometimes it's hot, it's uncomfortable. We are hot and uncomfortable wearing our uniform and our bulletproof vest and our jackets, but, you know, my wife won't let me out of the house with any of that safety gear, and I wouldn't do it. It's just a different world out there, and we just need to be very aware of staying hydrated, keeping your safety gear on, and riding within your abilities, and not be distracted while operating the motorcycle.
Sergeant, thank you for what you're doing. Again, Madison with the Tanger Outlets. Again, the Touch a Truck, the who, what, when, where, the date, the time, and how people can learn more.
Yep, so that Touch a Truck event will be here at Tanger Outlets in Tilton, right off of exit 20, off of 93, and that will be on Friday, May 27th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Awesome.
And to learn more, you can visit www.tangeroutlet.com/Tilton.
Thank you, Madison. Thank you, Sergeant, both for our State Police segment. Thank you very much for teaming up and doing this. Thank you.
Thanks, Jack.
Yeah, thanks, Jack. Thanks, Sergeant Richards. Hope to see you both there.
All right. And
thank you.